Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Eyes rolling everywhere.
Okay, so I pulled this question actually out of the email, which is different for me because I switched it up a little bit. However, I accidentally deleted it. So I don't know who it's from, but I remember the question. This is what they asked.
Screen disrespect. So, boy, you should have screened disrespect.
I know. It wouldn't send to me. Anyways, and please, if this is your question, just let me know. Like, right. DM me on Twitter or something.
DM?
I mean, not DM.
They're like, okay. Everybody will be like,
And while we're talking, I got another question.
Just go ahead and mention me on Twitter. Mention me on Twitter.
Okay, you know you're not supposed to say DM.
Y'all are so annoying. Okay. So they asked, what do you think about Frank Ocean's album releasing style? He waited 4 years and then dropped a commercial / visual / streaming link and followed up with like a music album. Do you feel like that's an effective way to build up hype surrounding the music?
Do I think it's an effective release strategy? I don't think it was a release strategy that was intentional.
Really?
Until he was ready to put the album out. I don't think he intentionally waited 4 years to build up anticipation for his album. Only to get to this point where he's gonna put out a visual album done before. And
yeah, because I think in his case, he could have, the way people was sitting around waiting for the album, he could have just released it, just boop.
Yeah, because we got what? He did the two separate albums? That's what I've been trying to figure out.
Endless and something else.
I haven't watched it.
Because there's Endless, which is the visual album.
And I saw something that said Blondie or something.
Blonde dropped.
Blonde or something.
On iTunes over the weekend. Which is, I think, the official album.
Did you watch Endless?
No. I mean, I think this thing is sort of followed the pattern that Kanye followed in the sense that it was real messy and jumbled because there was the interview with New York Times. He was dropping hints and putting stuff on his website. And, you know, of course, people that love Frank Ocean went fucking nuts on
Twitter. And
then
he had like a screenshot where it had like a whole bunch of like dates and stuff on there or whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
So, you know, so he was doing all of that. Then there was the article in New York Times where they said that it was coming out that Friday. It never dropped that Friday.
Well, then
the week after
it?
Afterwards, we get Endless. And then a couple of days later, you get the album.
Wouldn't that make it intentional then?
I know. I don't think that was intentional.
I just saw the big response on Twitter like, oh, Frank Ocean's dropping on Friday. All right, well, it ain't Friday yet, so I'm not sweating.
But he's supposed to drop last Friday or something like that, right?
Yeah,
and
like
then he did
too.
Yeah,
and he didn't drop. You know, for me, I think this whole surprise release thing, just kind of dropping stuff out of nowhere, is starting to become the norm. I don't feel any type of way, man.
But for which artist, though?
Only artists that can do it.
Exactly.
Right.
Like you have to have a fan base to do that. Like
we said this like years ago.
Yeah, we said this. Yeah.
When Locks did, and it was like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Right. You have to be kind of like popping, or maybe you were popping, like Frank Ocean being still young.
Yeah.
Everybody's anticipating. So you can just drop it because people are going to eat
like
it up. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So when you're in that situation, you can do that. I don't know if I all the way agree with Ken if it was intentional or not. I don't know. But at the end of the day, the strategy, it works if you have a fan base.
Right.
And if you have been able to build up anticipation. Like a Jay Electronica, he can do that right now. Because everybody, it
seemed like he would do some shit like that.
Yeah, of course he would. His style.
Exactly.
Anything else he says, no one's gonna believe him.
Exactly.
It's coming out a week. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Okay, dude. This just shows the way that we consume media in the 20 teens. it just put it out there. It will be found, especially if you're that big. People gonna get it. People gonna get it. It's gonna get listened to.
What do you guys feel about people like demanding the music though? People have been literally like, he owes me this album type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Because I know people have been talking about like the way, you know, consumers consume music. It's almost like it's owed type of
sense
thing.
Sense of entitlement.
Yeah. Definite sense of entitlement.
Shit with us.
Yeah. That's definitely.
Y'all need to review. Why y'all haven't reviewed this? Like, they do the same thing to us.
I mean, I just feel like, and I don't know, this was a point that I had seen on Twitter. Somebody was like, you know, you guys are demanding this album, this and that, but are y'all about to pay for it?
Exactly.
Because right. Channel Orange still hasn't hit platinum in 3 years.
Right.
Damn, for real?
Yeah. That's amazing.
And the way they've been going at about this album, you would think that shit about to go like 3 times platinum, like within a week.
You know what I'm saying? Like hyping it up like he Adele, but he ain't about to make Adele sales.
I definitely think Frank Ocean is a great artist, but people really do act like he's the next coming of like fucking Prince or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all need to chill out.
Yeah.
But I think with Channel Orange, he set expectations high. Like sometimes it's too quick to call something a classic or not, this, that, whatever. Sometimes it takes time.
Right.
And Frank Ocean,
we've seen that before.
Exactly. I think Frank Ocean's in a prime position to either go either way.
Yeah.
Like 20 years from now, we could go back and be like, God damn, you remember that and this, that, and then he did this, that. Mm-hmm. Or we could be like, you know, he waited another 6 years after this one to drop something else. Then it wasn't that great. So he has a lot of different ways that he could go. But I think what makes it interesting is that he is young, that he is that different. And especially starting off with Odd Future.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Like, this came from that camp? So I think all of those things is what makes him... You know, so everybody wants it. And then the fact that the last project was so great and the fact that he waited 4 years, I think it does build up that anticipation, but it comes down to the product. Is the album going to be that good?
Right.
Is the visuals and everything that he set out to do, is he gonna execute it well? If he does that, then he's back on that same path. If he doesn't, then that's a bump in the road.
I love Channel Orange. I think it's a great album, but I just haven't been caught up in this Frank Ocean wave. And I'm not like in a desire to run out and listen to Endless or even this Blonde album.
Like, I was more interested when it was called Boys Don't Cry, just because I was curious as to see what angle he's going to take.
Yeah.
Right.
Because with the whole his sexuality thing, I thought it would have been quite interesting for a young black bisexual man to make an R&B album in 2016. What he talks about on this album, if he opens up more about that or if he just talks about something completely different.
Yeah.
But I think with a title like Boys Don't Cry, I think it would be pretty obvious where he would be going with that. So that's what made me interested. But now that it's just called Endless and Blonde, the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Not saying that that's going to have any impact on my enjoyment of the album.
Right.
I was just more interested before because I'm like, that would be kind of interesting because no one's done that.
You can tie that into a lot of things, especially everything that's happening now. You know, his sexuality.
Like,
affairs with black
people. Exactly.
The title alone had you intrigued.
Exactly.
Like, gonna cry.
So now that it's changed, it's kind of...
But it still doesn't diminish his creativity and what he could do on it. It's just kind of... Have my expectations a little high.
And I wonder now what's behind the name change. You know, I'm kind of curious to that.
From something as out there as Boys Don't Cry to like, it's called Endless.
So how does everybody, like, I guess, ultimately feel about the release strategy? Because that was the initial question, right?
I guess it's all right. I guess maybe it got to be for someone that I'm, like, a super, super fan of. I guess for him doing that, he can do it as an artist at his platform.
Do you feel like it's messy, though?
It seemed a little messy, just off the fact that I know initially when I saw the name Endless, I was thinking just like Mike and all them said, I thought it was called Boys on Press. So I'm like, okay, that's kind of off. Yeah, because like I said before, I think the title alone kind of intrigued me. It was like, okay, Boys on Press, that better be an interesting, you know, way to how he's going to put the album out. So.
Spin it.
I didn't pay attention, to be honest. I just saw whatever was on Twitter. I thought it was supposed to release this past Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came out. But you also, it was supposed to be like
the Friday before,
Yeah, see, I thought it was this past Friday.
No.
It was still called Boys Don't Cry then.
Yeah, when people were sending it to me, it was still called Boys Don't Cry. So I was like, okay, cool. And I mean, I didn't really care that much. I like Frank Ocean. I'm not like some fucking super fan. Mm-hmm. If it was like The Weeknd or something, I might be like, okay, yeah, I need to fucking hear this shit now. Mm-hmm. But Frank Ocean, you know, waiting 4 years after a great album, that's cool. But I wasn't back flipping and cartwheeling
waiting for this shit to come out. And people were fucking blowing up my Twitter anyway. Like, every time I get on, there's like 12 people. Yo, man. And seriously, like, I promise you, Saturday morning, I don't know when this shit actually came out, but Saturday morning, I had people that were just like, so what do you think about that Frank Ocean album? Like, are you serious? I haven't even fucking, when did it come out? Shit, okay.
I think as a Frank Ocean fan, you know, those that are out there, which there are plenty, you're probably happy you got two albums if they're two separate albums.
I ain't trying to hear two albums. Cut this shit out. People really need to cut this shit out. I'm tired of this.
What, doing the
most? It's the most pretentious bullshit. Like, you, yeah, double albums in 2016, I feel like, are unfucking necessary. We don't need 39 fucking tracks of you. We just don't. How about you put all that you have into these fucking 14 tracks? Give me that, let it hit me, and then leave. Get out my house.
Well, he could have put all he had out the tracks that he has put out.
Then save because it's been album number four.
Because you know, well, it's been so long.
Or put out a mixtape, or put out an EP. Like,
something.
Yeah, like, you don't this, double this the, yeah.
Like 6 months it's later. Unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like
or put out outtakes. Be like, yo, this was some shit that we threw away, even though it wasn't. Just make motherfuckers think.
Market it.
Exactly. There you go. Exactly. That's smart.
Mike is 100% right. In 2016, with so much music that gets put out there, I don't need a double disc, bro.
Right.
Give me a mixtape or an EP before or after the project or the extras that you had.
That's different if you're somebody like The Game who's done that, right? Well, with Frank Ocean, who hasn't put out anything in 4 years.
I'm saying, like, he took 4 years off. I think it's smarter because you know people are just salivating for your shit. Mm-hmm. It's smarter for you to show back up and just hit them with something quick and then go. Mm-hmm. Because if you hit them with something too much, they're not gonna care about waiting another 4 years for your album. Think about this, you're hungry as shit, right? And mom makes you some fried chicken. And she comes and she gives you, I know you do. And she comes, she gives you one wing. You gonna tear that wing up and then what? You gonna want some more, right?
She gave me one.
Exactly.
Wing.
But no. You're gonna be mad because you want some more. And then what if she
comes? I'd be happier if she put two on my plate.
Okay, two. So what if she gave you 15?
After putting that one.
After you've been
that
hungry for all day long, and she gives you 13 wings and says fill up. You're gonna fill up and be like, damn, this shit was good, but I don't even really give a fuck about mom's wings no more.
You don't
appreciate them anymore.
Appreciate
Mike, you don't feel sick.
First of all,
you gonna feel sick. Exactly. You gonna feel sick because you're over
two wings, two pieces of chicken. Ain't gonna feel a nigga like me.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah,
and it's exactly one of Frank Ocean. Like
you're gonna want some more. That you're gonna want some more.
Right. They got those two albums with the equipment, I guess. Frank Ocean the chicken.
Let me change it.
So they got those two pieces of chicken.
If you
they're happy and they want
chicken.
More pieces of chicken because they're not going to get hungry.
You can't give a black man a fried chicken reference.
Yes, you can. That's why I gave him a fried chicken reference because it makes him say watermelon, whatever. if she gives you those two pieces of fried chicken, you eat those two pieces. Exactly. And for the rest of the day, what's on your mind? That fried chicken. But if she gives you 13 pieces of fried chicken, no, listen. If she gives you those two pieces of fried chicken, you eat those two, you're still hungry and you want some more. So the rest of the day, you're thinking about fried chicken. She gives you 15 pieces of fried chicken, you eat all of that. After that, you want something else. You're thinking about dessert. You think about that Patti LaBelle
pop.
Exactly. Think about it.
Cheesecake at.
If Frank Ocean just shows up after 4 years and gives you 12 solid tracks, you're gonna devour those tracks and you're gonna be wanting more. So for the next 3 or 4 years, you're gonna have Frank Ocean on the mind. But if Frank Ocean shows up and gives you fucking 45 fucking songs.
Gave him two pieces of chicken.
No, in this case, he's giving you two cases of chicken. And he even gave you some frozen pieces for you to cook later. Nobody needs all that chicken.
Album, which is probably baked chicken, which is not.
I
really
know. Who wants baked chicken? It's not getting soft or nothing on it.
Right.
And then he gave him the fried shit.
Baked chicken is
blonde's the fried shit.
Yeah, blonde's the fried shit.
Right. Blonde is that extra battered spicy chicken.
So we're going to close the show, actually. Thank you for your question. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to ask DEHH or to our email askdeadandhiphop.com. Until next time, I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.